Hey everyone, welcome. We know you've missed us and we've been traveling. This is Every Day with Sarah and Dave. Not every day because we're not on every day. And I'm Sarah. And alongside me is my amazing husband, Dave. Say hello, babe.
Hi.
You know, I always have to make sure they know, you know, I mean, our voices are very different.
Yes.
And hey, Mom, say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
That's my mom, Bridget. Yep. She's here. We're visiting with her. Despite the coronavirus, we're just kind of, you know, it's still going. You know, it's what, 3 months later? A lot of months later. I don't know. It's all blurry. It's not going away, just so you people know. You really wanted to say you people, didn't you? Look, see, I didn't laugh right away. It's just a minute in.
So where are we broadcasting from?
We're broadcasting from Ohio. I'm very excited about that.
Good. Are you muting your watch?
Yes, I am.
I know you're a pretty popular person.
Well, it's that time of night.
Yeah, you just didn't want me to give you the dirty look.
Yeah, or you're... Kind of cracked myself up there.
I heard.
You don't sound like that when you sigh. Just in case you didn't know. So, why don't you get us rolling with what's been going on lately?
What the heck have you been doing?
Keeping it real.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Lacey.
Yeah. Okay. No,
see, don't get sidetracked. Oh, my God. I know.
Sarah,
I forgot about the dogs.
Yeah, now we got the dogs up here.
Okay, just don't look at them.
Lacey wants to say hello.
No,
Lacey,
no.
Say hello.
She hello.
And here comes Big Zeke.
Oh, no, no, yes. No.
Oh, here,
no
they are. See. Here they are. I think you can hear them.
Okay, so yes. Let's recap hello. What's been going on. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're petting the dogs.
I mean, beside today. Oh, he's back in the chair now. Okay, stop beaking
girl,
her and let's go.
Big girl. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the dogs don't have fleas anymore, so that's nice.
Yes.
They've gotten to visit some family and see one cousin, and they'll see two more cousins later.
And we
this
mean
week.
Cousins by dog cousins.
Yes.
Not feline cousins.
Canine. If you will. Good Lord, get it together.
I know, it was that Diet Pepsi float.
Yeah, look at Big Zeke looking at us.
I know, stop staring at him.
Look
I know.
How handsome our dog
he
is.
He is so handsome, and yeah. She's so fluffy. Everybody loves how fluffy Lacey is.
Yeah.
And she needs a good brushing again. I see all that hair falling out.
Yes.
I'll get
it's
to
warm
it.
Out.
So.
We've gotten to spend plenty of time outside.
Oh, it's been so nice being outside, especially when it's, you know, high of like 85.
Yes. You've done a lot of bicycling.
I've been nailing it on the bike.
Yeah.
Really have. It's nice to not be in pain all the time.
Yeah.
It's only taken how long to heal?
Yes.
We're still in the process. I mean, let's be honest here.
Right.
So, good times. Good times. So, yeah, we've traveled to Ohio. We even went to Michigan.
Yeah.
To see my sister. That visit, I mean, it wasn't quite long enough. I don't know that it ever is, though, you know.
What else would you have liked to have done there?
I don't know. I just spent more time with them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dave went and did, he's done two open water swims.
Yeah.
Lately. He looked good today. I went with him. I did not do an open water swim.
Yet.
I repeat, I did not do an open water swim, nor will I. I mean, I'll go get in the water, but no.
That's maybe something you'll commit to doing when we're permanently here.
Like when I'm 80?
No, in Ohio.
No. That's cute. I know, our niece does want to switch dogs. That is a good one.
Yes, it sounds like Bridget's ready to talk.
No, we should just go sit over right next to her.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure, because we're connected. So, okay, here, let's switch sides.
Oh, you want to
so
be...
So it's just like we're
at home? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, good. Now she can. Now that we can hear, you might need to get a little closer.
No, that's okay. Hello, Bridget.
Okay, so now we know where I get it from.
Hello, David.
Oh, that's great. Our first live guest that wasn't one of our children.
Well, our children don't like to talk to us on it.
I think Isaac's exercise.
Yeah.
Sit-ups, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, there's no ladies upstairs, so that's good.
Sarah!
Sorry, PG.
Good Lord, Sarah.
There's a lady staring at me, though. Don't look at her.
Okay.
And by her, I mean the dog. And she's
the one that's climbing on you right
pretty
now?
Pretty much. Yeah,
she doesn't understand that we're talking to our people.
I know. Our 10 to 12 listeners that we've had lately. Because we're not podcasting. And people are not commuting. This is really putting a damper on our podcasting and our growth.
Yes.
So, the creaking is just...
It's throwing you off, Sarah.
Off
you gotta stay
game.
On your A game.
I know. So, again, we are in Ohio, went to Michigan, and enjoying our family time. We've been doing some biking, open water swimming. Oh, yeah, going to Pearl Valley Cheese. If you live in Ohio and you're listening to this.
That's good. Bridget, would you like to talk about the
cheese? Oh, yes. Oh, please, let her.
Go on.
She can't even. She's laughing. We get her giggling.
Like you're making your mom move.
She's going to go throw her cup away. No. She'll be back.
No, she won't. Not until we're done. She's going to find somewhere else to go.
Where's she going to go?
I don't know, but we might have to follow.
With the cheese. Pearl Valley Cheese is down in Amish country. We go down there and get the cheese and go to Koblenz, which is the chocolate place. This has been, oh, I don't know, my parents took me down, and I know my grandparents went down, so this is it's a long tradition of the Harris family, and
it's
now the Fowler family.
Well, technically five generations are involved.
Yeah, and Isaac has grandma trained.
Yes, he does.
Oh, so we'll go ahead and talk about the funny story at the buffet when I almost got us kicked out of there.
So, you know, COVID-19.
Yeah, so I get in line and I'm, you know, 6 feet behind the person in front of me and I wasn't really paying attention to what they did. And I grabbed a plate, which I guess I wasn't supposed to do. And then I went to get some salad and I almost put my fist through a thing of plexiglass. It was really, I mean, it was so clean. It didn't look like plexiglass.
It was deceptively clean.
It was loud, too. It rattled. There were a lot of people that looked at me.
Thankfully, the girl was very polite.
Yeah.
It was still new for them, too.
Get your hand off, thick glass.
Yeah. Then we went to the candy place, and Isaac has grandma trained to where Isaac got multiple things of candy.
Well, he's still working on the limit, and he tried to keep it.
He tried.
I don't know if he did or not.
He didn't do bad.
I don't know where it ended up.
I used to do that with my grandma when we'd go get like baseball cards for birthday or Christmas or whatever.
It's a grandparent.
You should talk about visiting your grandmother.
Yeah.
With the mask on.
Yeah. Saw my grandma at the nursing home. Yeah.
It's not a nursing home. It's assisted living.
Yeah, she took one for the team because they told her what she was and wasn't allowed to do. And then she came and gave me a hug and told them that she was going to do what she wanted to do.
I mean, she is nearing 90.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
She figures she's going to go. She's going to go doing what she wants to do. And.
Which is giving her favorite. Person a hug.
Me? I didn't get a hug.
No,
I didn't try
to, though.
I did not try to because I was being a good girl.
Yeah. Well, I didn't
Best
really
girl.
Know. Yeah.
I know. Well, I figured they wouldn't want us to hug, but. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to go shooting with my dad and David.
Yes.
Isaac doesn't do that with us.
Isaac doesn't really like to. I don't really like to, for that matter. I mean, I don't mind it, but.
Yeah. Newsflash, I don't really like to either.
I know, but you do love your father.
Yes.
And your son.
Yeah, David does like doing it. So that's always exciting.
Yeah.
And it'll be some good time. We're going to go see your grandma one more time. We'll see your dad one more time after that. And then, man, then we're going to go to Dayton for a couple days. See Rachel and her new place and her new dogs.
Yeah.
Why? How are they going to listen?
That's true.
They don't know it's us. It's okay. Yeah, they can't find him anyway, so.
Where's Sarah?
What? Well, Dad doesn't. You guys don't listen to this.
My lucky will.
Well, good. When he does, he'll find out and he'll ask me about it. What?
I have no idea.
I know. Yeah, so Isaac is first chair overall in over all the bands playing for baritone for concert season.
Yeah, he almost left his baritone in Michigan, too, along with our pillows.
Papa's already headed home.
Yeah. Well, he's moving tonight. They must have been fast.
They probably didn't drink.
Well, yeah, he didn't want to, probably. He wanted to really see me.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
Totally. Either that or he's going to Pokemon on the way home.
That might be, too.
Dave is now a level 11 Pokemon master.
Yeah, thanks to my niece and my nephew. I didn't even have to do any of the work. That's how good I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so fun, though. That's hilarious. Pokemon-y. I know, it's a good social activity.
Well, yeah, but they got my phone so sticky, Daddy couldn't even help me.
It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you, no.
It was not Dave, either.
No, it was the little ones.
So, yes, I'm very excited about the bike riding. It's been so nice to be able to be on trails, minimal traffic. People who know what to do when you have a bike on the road.
Yeah.
90% of the time.
Yeah.
So that's really pleasant. I think they teach them better in driver's ed. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Very exciting stuff. This cooler summer weather has been nice. Even though it's been kind of on the warmer side for Ohio. I mean, these mid to upper 80s, it's a little bit warm. It's supposed to be 90 on Friday.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Thankfully, we're used to that.
We'll see. I got places for us to visit and check out. And Beaver Creek and Xenia.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Scoping out our potential someday move.
Yeah. Maybe this fifth interview tomorrow will be a charm.
Yeah, well, only three for Ohio.
2 months,
yeah. A lot of interviews in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, working from home doesn't make work any better. I'll just leave it at that.
It's still better than what it was. Yeah. I mean, what it could be. Your beard looks really nice today.
Yeah, I put a lot of essential oils in it. So it's
flowing.
Flourishing, it if you will.
Is.
Yeah, probably be in some kind of like a beard magazine or something. Like sell beard products.
Probably could.
I know.
I know. Our boys think that they can grow a beard.
Isaac shaved.
I know he did. Okay. All 10 of his chin hairs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when they're long and there's not many of them, it looks kind of weird.
Yeah, that's awkward. And he's so tall. I know,
you see it. Yeah, and he's so white.
Right.
I mean, he is pretty pasty.
Yeah. David went for a 40-mile bike ride yesterday, and he'll do 50 on Wednesday.
That's his hope.
Yeah.
More trails.
Yeah.
Which is going to be great. Thankfully, he didn't get lost. Thankfully, he has my direction.
Yeah, he did really well.
Yeah. Pretty proud of him. Yeah, he is 17.
Yeah.
Technically, officially a senior.
Yeah. He's doing well.
I know. So, not much going on, though. I mean, we are still in a pandemic. Pamper Chef's still going well.
Oh, you're tearing it up.
Yeah. Can't complain. Conference is coming up after we get back in town. So I'll get to do my virtual conference.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be exciting for you guys. Yeah,
there are potentially 2 triathlons that David will do over the next 2 months. I'm not signing up till the last minute, though.
Well, no, not 2 months. 3 months.
No.
The 8th month and the 9th month, August and September.
Yeah, sir, there's like a day left in this month.
Yeah, but they're mid-August and September. Gosh, it is almost... It's almost my birth month.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a big old party for you last year.
We did. Well, that was like an end of cancer party, too.
And we kind of do one of those every 38 years or so.
I'm going to have to still figure out the time to do a surprise party for Becca.
Yeah, we'll do it when we live closer.
We will, because then I can just go up for a day and really work on it.
Yeah, get all the dogs together again.
That was adorable. Their puppy was so funny.
Yeah.
Apparently, she did tell us on the phone that Sadie did pick up a habit or two in the mornings where she's not spazzing out all morning because she noticed how the other doggies were quite calm. So she did pick up some good habits.
I'm glad I was able to provide that for them.
I am too.
With my dogs.
They're my dogs. You see who's sitting by me?
Yeah.
And the other one's over there napping because we ignored him.
Yes.
Yeah, but you have to because otherwise you're Big Zeke. Like that one episode. Like, you couldn't help yourself.
You know.
And then the chips.
You don't want me to pet the dogs. You don't want me to drink my drink with ice. You don't want me to eat chips. Yeah, kind of difficult to work with.
Sometimes.
Yeah, we'll call it sometimes.
You're not a walk in the park either. Sometimes. Oh, I tell you what. So exciting. Well, this is the make or break point every time in our episode. We're about 15-ish minutes in, and I feel like we run out of topics, and then either we end up ending early or something starts flowing and we end up going to 30 minutes. Which will it be today?
Well, it's because the kids don't have any, like, events going on. Because we mainly talk about them. We talk about them. We talk about the dogs. I complain about my job.
Yes.
What? And you laugh a lot.
I do laugh. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. That's
good.
That's been from, like, my birth.
Yes.
My mother could attest to it. She's here.
Yes.
Speaking very... Stop staring at him. Oh, my gosh. Here he comes.
He's like, oh, you're my favorite human being. Why don't you just rub my ears and I'm Big Zeke.
Now, you're going to hear his snout on your microphone. And everybody's going to hear you patting him.
Oh, wow. That was him. That was him.
He was like grunting. Yeah, he does snore sometimes.
Yeah, that's good. He's the best dog ever.
What about the other one? You can't say that.
She's the best girl ever.
Well, girl
dog.
You
can't say that either. You're married to my girl.
Well, you're a woman.
What if we had a daughter?
Things would be a lot different. Like, a lot.
I know. It's always fun playing with the nieces, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they are definitely something fun.
Probably their favorite person to come visit.
I don't know. Fiona really likes David.
Yeah,
she gives Lacey a hug every time.
Yes, because Lacey's very soft. You got Zeke over there licking and chewing on his foot, and Lacey wants you to rub her belly.
She says, "I do love belly rubs." I did touch her; that was my problem.
Yeah. So, what are we gonna have for a snack tonight?
Something with substance. I'm hungry.
Yeah. We had a good dinner. Well, you've been doing some good cooking.
I know. It was a good dinner. It was a light dinner, though.
Yeah. I eat like a horse after I swim.
I know you do.
It was like I swam for like 15 total minutes today.
It was out in open water.
Oh, it was...
Weather was perfect. It was beautiful. Like, yeah. It was sunshiny.
There were boats coming by. There was like rapids. Right. I just wanted to swim, and it was like all these women kept coming up towards me on their rafts, and it's like, you know what, I'm not a piece of meat here. Let's just let me do my workout and leave me alone.
Did you put a sticker on your sensor?
I did put a sticker on my sensor.
Good.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
yeah. Thank you.
I'm gonna mother you.
Yes, you do.
Occasionally.
Yes, our listeners have no idea what you're talking about.
That's okay. They don't need to. Unless you want to fill
or do out. They?
Oh, I can't put my hands down.
No. Oh, Sarah.
She's
you're just
her head
not being very nice to her at all.
She rolls for belly rubs. She flicks her head at you.
Our eyes are locked on. I can't. Okay. Oh, she's still there. Oh, now she's looking up at you like, what is with you, woman?
She's like, you people are weird. I know, you people again.
Yeah.
Said it again. I'm not the only one that says it. Yeah. Alex really loved the GoPro. He says he's going to save up money for a GoPro.
Did they use it?
He used to, there's actually, you can pretty much see our whole walk downloaded on
that. Are there any birds?
Oh yeah.
Did he get any of the birds?
Yeah.
How did he hold it?
With the selfie stick.
Oh really?
I told him, go ahead and put it on the selfie stick, guys. That way.
So he liked it?
Oh yeah, loved it. Yeah. Thought it was great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do have to check out that footage and download it so we can send it to Becca.
Oh yeah.
Don't look at her. Oh my gosh.
Jeez, I just did. I can't. I'm terrible with them.
You know, snack time is one of our favorite times of the night.
Yeah.
We do love our snacks.
Yes.
Thankfully, you're not eating chips right before our podcast.
You know, I was actually looking at the barbecue chips on top of the refrigerator, thinking that
we could go with some barbecue, maybe some cheese slices.
Yeah, with that and some milk would be very tasty.
Okay.
It really would. Yeah.
Deal. So, can you believe people listen to us? 10 to 12. Sometimes 20.
Yeah.
Sometimes 20. When they're commuting.
Yeah, wait till next time when we drop the bombshell.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. See people, what we did there?
Oh, cliffhanger. Yeah. We should just get off right now.
Is Dave just talking out of his rear end, or is there a potential bombshell incoming?
Amen.
Tune in next time to find out.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to give Sarah a minute here. And here come both dogs.
No, no, no. That was not... Oh, dude, I put my hand on his nose, finger in his eye. Oh. All right, go away, dogs. No, no, no. Hey, I'm about to unplug it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Oh, stop staring at us so cute, Lacey. Okay, leave Zeke alone.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Look, just stop. Just stop.
He's petting. Right here, so I'll pet him.
Oh, no, no. See, now Lacey's across my lap. You guys, this is horrible. And here I told him here I wanted to sit downstairs and not be upstairs and, well...
I am out of breath from petting our dog while sitting on the couch. How does that happen?
I don't know. You get excited. Jesus. I wish you could see a picture of this right now.
Yeah.
Maybe someday we'll start YouTubing our talks.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Probably not.
No, we could do it with the GoPro. Once we start a channel
I
of
just
our,
don't want people
us
to
on our bicycles.
Yeah, we'll see.
Why? You do live Pampered Chef stuff all the time.
I do.
Yeah. They're really not going to be looking at you anyways, let's be honest here.
You are handsome. Yeah.
I'm going to be the eye candy that gets us more viewers. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to lose some poundage. The camera adds like 800 pounds.
Yeah. And we can even touch up the beard.
Oh, yeah. I don't need a beard touch-up, thankfully. Dude, he's now licking his sister. Jeez, okay. This isn't awkward at all.
No.
Not at all. Dude, and she's shaking me because she's panting on me.
Yes, she is.
Don't get her all excited. So, yes, we can't wait to do some more traveling. But the nice thing is thankfully we're not real exciting people and we weren't trying to go do like exciting things like amusement parks and other stuff, you know, where we'd have to wear a mask outside in the heat for long periods.
Yeah.
I know, we got to
figure out. Saw a lady coming towards us on a bicycle with a mask on. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know what?
I would.
God bless her for being.
If I would have had to have sneezed then, I would have held it in.
Yeah, that would be rough.
Yeah, you want to talk about on the bicycle how you're very interested in these Strava segments and how you were very angry with how long Strava took to upload your ride yesterday?
Still doesn't actually show my segments.
You're quite the cyclist. We're going to get you all kitted up.
No, no kits.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I was close enough to beat a PR for some, like, beat the KOM. Yeah.
And don't act like it was accidental that your shirt and socks matched yesterday.
It was accidental.
No, you think about that when you get on the old bicycle.
No.
I was planning out Wednesday's ride today, planning my nutrition for
the ride.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. It's always good to have a nutrition plan.
Yeah. David's going to just tear it up. He's going to be what? How many times? So he'll have done the state championship every year, right?
3 years.
Or 3 years.
Because he didn't do it his freshman year.
Okay, so it'll be... It's been second place, then first place.
Then we'll see.
Yeah. And then,
well, actually, he did do it because it's in the summer between his freshman and sophomore year. So I take that back. He would have to do it again after he graduates. It would technically be... He'd be able to compete one more year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry. Misinformation.
Yeah, let's... We'll make sure to have those notes done. Yeah, we can... One of the... We'll actually have a fact checker soon.
Mom can do it.
It'll probably be Isaac.
Yes, I don't know. Yeah, David speaks before he thinks. I don't know where he gets it from.
Oh, I can't believe we're 26 minutes in and you haven't talked about our Strength Finder upgrade.
I knew there was something.
We need to just start over.
No.
We really do.
That was a lot of time.
Well, you only have 4 minutes.
I'm under the pressure. You got to start. I just don't even know.
Oh, I've continued to read to my bride, and I also not just that I got us that strength-based marriage thing, and then did the Strength Finder assessment, but we also did the in-depth assessment and found out how we're basically polar opposites.
There is a lot of things we are very opposite on. We need to print yours out
and look by a at lot, list. Like almost all.
Yeah.
We can do that after we're done here.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I know. I took it with us on our trip, and you didn't pull yours up to look through them. I thought for sure we'd assess them. But we talked about a lot of other things in the car by ourselves with just the dogs.
Yeah, that was...
A glimpse of what it's going to be like in like 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I think Isaac will still come and do things if we pay for him for vacations.
Yeah. He'll be a freeloader for sure.
For a little while.
Yeah.
That's okay.
He'll be asking Grandma to go buy him candy when he's like 22.
She will, too. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Let's be real here. Or underwear, or toilet paper, or whatever he decides he wants or needs.
Cases of ramen on subscribe and save. Going to...
Yeah. So, you know, they've laid down and are so nice. Yes, I am really enjoying the Strengths Finder. It's been very fun to see how that and my Enneagram kind of mesh together.
Yep. We'll print out mine after this.
Okay.
Then we can have them side by side.
Oh, yeah, we can totally.
Yeah, over our snack. Yeah.
Well, that'll be great. Mom will be very interested. Actually, I think Mom will be.
So, throughout the week, what is my number one thing for the Strengths Finder?
What, futuristic?
Yeah, so... As something happens, it's like, this will be part of the podcast. I get the sense that in no way, shape, or form does that happen with you. Because really, like, 90% of what we've talked about here has been me saying, oh, what about this? And you do... Like, this is why...
I bring up the fillers.
This is why I'm not taking over the intro, because that's really, other than laughing, that's all you're really doing these days, Sarah. Well, okay, I'm carrying us here.
You might be right. I'm really
I might
good
be
at,
right.
I'm filling in the information.
By just, laughing?
Shut up.
Makes it more real.
I'm keeping it real. So
it's laughing and complaining about me making noises or talking to the dogs. It may be a bodily function here and there. I'm not talking about just me either.
Sometimes the dogs too.
Yeah, if that's who you want to blame it on.
Well, you know, I forget things. And then you're like, oh, I'm like, oh. See, I know you remember those little details.
I know you forget
things. So I know, like.
That's why if we had an itinerary, it would be so much
then
easier.
I'd have to write it down through the week. Be like, sometimes I don't know what's podcast worthy.
Well, when I say something, you're like, oh, yeah, the Strength Finder thing.
It's like, oh, how did I not? Like, I was sitting here racking my brain trying to think of something. And it's like, and as soon as it comes, it does. I know he's cleaning her. It's a sign of affection. They really appreciate each other after having that young dog with them.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I really appreciate our dogs and our children these days. They're doing pretty well.
Not that anybody else's dogs or children are not.
I know, but ours are.
I know.
Really
well,
good.
They're mature.
Except for, I mean, Isaac's had a couple of things, like when they got in the van yesterday.
Well, Bonehead 1 and Bonehead 2 did get. Yeah.
They would have been
Mark
fine,
Bonehead
but we
one.
Had to wait for a while for somebody to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and by a while, we mean like 3 minutes.
Yes.
Like, Dave almost made me turn off the car. He kept turning the car off instead of letting it idle because, you know.
It was nice out.
Well, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop bringing up topics because
know,
I'm ready to do
go.
Our thing and get our snack.
So, yes.
Yeah, but it's, we're going to have a good one next time. Maybe even on the drive home. The shorter drive home from Dayton.
Yeah, I know. That will be nice. I can't wait. So, everyone, have a great week. And we can't wait to see, we'll hear from you again soon. Or speak to you soon. I don't know, whatever. I know. All right. Have a great week. Bye, guys.